الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلا لئن لم ينته لنسفعا بالناصية, ناصية كاذبة خاطعة. In the previous ayats, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala explained that when somebody is on the truth and calls to the truth, in this case Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and generally at all times, then we should support such a person and we should not oppose such a person, whether it is in the family, whether it is in the community, or in the ummah, whoever is calling towards Allah Ta'ala and is on that right path of Allah Ta'ala and calls to Allah Ta'ala, we should support such a person. But as he explained, Abu Jahl opposed it totally, and that was because he had his idol worship which carrying on and which came from the forefathers. So if we also got some other agendas with us, our dunya, whatever we want, preference of dunya, then we will also follow other things, and then unfortunately we will also oppose the truth. If we have akhirat in mind, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala in mind, then we will follow that path. But if we got dunya in mind, and we bring up our children also according to that, the education we give according to that, weddings we have will be according to that, and then we will want to oppose the truth. Anyone who tells us what is the right thing now, then we will find fault with that person. So therefore, it is necessary that our frame of mind, our direction of the heart must be towards Allah Ta'ala. Then now Allah Ta'ala wants directly Abu Jahl and generally everyone who opposes the truth. Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ كَلَّا لَإِنْ لَمْ يَنْتَهِ. Koi nahi, agar baaz na aayega. Remember, forget all this. If he wants to follow, if he wants to go against Allah Ta'ala, he's harming no one but himself. Nobody can harm Allah Ta'ala, and in reality nobody can harm the deen of Islam also. Allah is there to protect the deen, and nobody can harm the deen. Allah will be protecting it all the time, and when a person goes on this route, he is harming no one else but himself. For this dunya also, and particularly for the akhirat, very serious matter, he is harming himself when a person opposes the truth. Allah Ta'ala says further that what is this warning which Allah Ta'ala is giving? لَنَسْفَعَمْ مِنْ نَاصِيَ. هَمْ كَسَيْتَنْگِ چُوٹِ پَكَرْ كَرْ. We will catch that person, catch a hold, taking him hold, or taking hold of him by his forelocks. That is the hair which is just above the forehead. The forehead of a person, the honorable position of a person is the face, and in the face is the forehead. And fortunate are those people whom Allah Ta'ala has blessed with lot of sajdas and given the sajda mark in their forehead also. Very fortunate are those people, and this will be a source of great honor for them on the day of Qiyamah, in this world also. And it is on the forehead that the noor of a person shows mostly also. And if unfortunately he is doing wrong things, then the darkness also shows, the zulmat also shows on his forehead. So this honorable place, Allah Ta'ala says, we will catch such a person by his forehead, by the hair just above the forehead. And this was actually done with Abu Jahl when in the battle of Badr he was killed, and then he was dragged by a piece of string and brought to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah in various places explains the punishment for these people who do all this wrong. They will be thrown down on their faces. In other words, the most humiliating punishment will be meted out to them. And this is of course more particularly for the akhirat, but in some cases even in this dunya, like with Abu Jahl in front of his, all his own people were two small little boys. He was dropped to the ground. And then Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu killed him and finished him up. So yeah, Allah ta'ala wants that we should not not oppose the deen of Allah, the truth. We should support it and we should be practicing it on it ourselves also. But when we oppose it and we go against it, we are just harming ourselves. May Allah give us this understanding and the tawfiq to stay away from going against the deen of Allah Ta'ala, and in fact supporting all the righteous efforts which are being made for the deen to be established.